Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back to Talking Golf with Anne Liguori, and my guest is Anna Davis, who is the winner of the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Anna, congratulations. I was there at Augusta National for 10 days. I saw your win. What an incredible accomplishment.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So how has your life changed since then?
It's been pretty hectic these past few weeks for sure. Gotten a bunch of sponsor exemptions and huge opportunities, and so I'm looking forward to the few weeks coming up.
You're handling all the attention great. It's like, you know, you're taking it like you're used to it.
Yeah. I'm a pretty calm person, so I try to take these things pretty I'm pretty chill, so I can take them.
You are pretty chill. I love that. And that's what you need to be a great golfer, as you know. So you had a sponsor exemption at the LPGA Palos Verdes event, and you made the cut. That was your first LPGA tour start, which was exciting. So what, two shots outside the cut line, and you get to the 16th tee. Take us from there.
There were definitely a lot of nerves. I probably haven't felt like those nerves, like I didn't even feel those nerves at Augusta. So, I mean, going into the week, I put pressure on myself to make the cut, and that was definitely like my goal. So, I think I knew like going into the back nine that I was going to have to do something to make the cut. And so when I got to 16, it was a pretty good eagle opportunity. And I was like, okay, I gotta make this putt. And I made that one. And then I had a bit of momentum going into those last two holes. And then I went birdie par. So I think that was a huge accomplishment, I would say.
On 16, you dropped a 40-footer for eagle. Unbelievable. What were you thinking when you were standing over that putt?
No, I knew it was going to go in. I was standing over it. I was like, this has to go in. So I think that was super cool.
It was so cool. And then you get to 17, as you say, you birdied that. You parred the 18th, and then what was the whole experience like for you?
It was obviously like what like anyone expects it to be. I mean, playing in a LPGA event at 16 is super cool. I didn't think I was gonna play at an event that young, so. I don't know, it's super fun, and the environment is super fun, and seeing all those pros out there, it's fun to be able to play alongside them.
So now, this week, we have the Conexant Founders Cup, and you have a sponsor exemption here. We're at Upper Montclair Country Club, which is just a classic golf course. It's a Tillinghast design. I know Robert Trent Jones Sr. came in years ago and renovated it, but what about this golf course? Have you had a chance to look at it yet? Do you know anything about it?
No, I kind of just like walked onto the property, but it looks very pretty. It's very green. We don't get that much in San Diego. My course isn't this green and pretty, so I'm looking forward to playing it though.
And it's only May. Wait till June and July in this area. Then things really are beautiful, green, and everything's out. But what have you heard about, you know, the Founders Cup and the fact that this tournament honors the LPGA's 13 founding members?
I think it's cool. A few weeks ago, I talked to Mr. Wood about it, and they're kind of trying to, like, mirror this event with, like, the players, and it's almost like a major event. It's a super important event. So I think it's so cool that the 13 founders have kind of set, like, the path for us, for the youth. And so I think it's cool to be able to continue on that legacy.
Have you thought about turning pro, or you want to continue as an amateur? What are your immediate plans in that regard?
I'm not really sure. I still have 2 years to decide where to go to college or if I want to go to college. So we'll see how the recruiting process takes place. place in the next few months and how I play in the next, like, upcoming LPGA events. So I guess I'll decide from there and see what happens.
Yeah, we forget you're only 16 years old, right? Yeah. you're what, a sophomore in high school? Oh, my gosh. And you don't have your driver's license yet.
I know. We're working on it, though. We're working on it.
So, you know, it's easy to kind of look ahead, but you have your whole, like, high school life to live. And then do you want to go to college?
I'm not really sure. As I said, I have, like, 2 years, and anything can happen in those 2 years. So I don't really want to make a decision now on what I want to do. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're kind of just leaving it out there to see what happens.
So now, will you be wearing your famous bucket hat at the Founders Cup this coming week?
Yeah, I might make a few appearances in a bucket hat, but we'll see. We'll see on the weather. It depends.
You made that apparel part of your, you know, that kind of a new thing. It's a big statement now. So I think more and more people are going to be wearing bucket hats.
Yeah, I've gotten, like, I have one of our family friends is, like, the merchandise person at Pontevedra Inn and Club. And that was, like, the bucket hat I was wearing at Augusta, like, the seahorse logo. And she texted me and she's like, our bucket hat sales are, like, through the roof. And some of the people at home were like, yeah, like, the amount of bucket hats I've sold this week is actually insane, like, the week after Augusta. So I think it's kind of cool. It's kind of funny.
That's fun. See the influence you have already after winning the Augusta National Women's Am. So talk about your golf background. When did you start playing, Anna? Who exposed you to the game, and if you have a coach?
When I was younger, like 3 or 4, I like grew up playing golf. It's kind of all I've ever known. And I have a twin brother. His name is Billy. And we've grown up playing golf together, and I think that's been an advantage in my game, I would say, growing up with him and us being able to compete against each other. And we've always been super competitive, especially when we were younger. But I think growing up with him and always having, like, somebody to feed off of and having, like, a companion with you all the time when you're playing, that's always been super important. And my golf coach is Bill Barrett. I've been seeing him for, like, as long as I can remember. So he knows my swing very well.
And he is from your hometown in California?
He is, yes, yeah.
You have a twin brother who plays golf. So is it still very competitive when you two go out and play matches against each other?
Yeah, it always is. He hits it. I mean, I used to hit it farther than him, and then he had a growth spurt. Now he hits it farther than me, which is, it's a little unfair when we play, I would say. But it's okay. I still beat him. It's all right.
So there's a little sibling, twin sibling rivalry, which probably is a little more intense than your normal sibling rivalry, right? So he used to beat you. Now you beat him, or is it?
No, it's always, like, back and forth. I'd say we're, like, about the same skill level, and we always have been, like, growing up. So it's always back and forth when we play matches.
So I understand you're going to Pine Valley, and you're going to play the exclusive Pine Valley. That's real exciting.
No, it is super exciting. I'm looking forward to it this coming Tuesday. So that'll be fun to play a course that's ranked ahead of Augusta.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. So Augusta National, you win it, the Women's Am. And was that the first time you played it? I know you played it the day before with the practice round, right? So was that the very first time you had played Augusta National? I guess it's 16. How many times are you going to play Augusta National?
Yeah, that was my first time. I played, like, the practice round the day before, and you can't really see it, like, on TV, but, like, the undulations are insane, like, the elevation changes, and it's a lot more open than it looks on TV, but the crowds make it look so much smaller than it is. So I was going into the tournament thinking that the fairway is going to be super narrow, but, like, you can really miss it anywhere. There's just a bunch of people everywhere.
I love it. So Pine Valley's on your agenda. What else are you going to be doing this summer?
I get to play in 3 majors. So I get to play the U.S. Open, the Evian, and the British Open. So I'm looking forward to going overseas and playing. That'll be, like, my first time going overseas. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Wow. So how do you kind of handle all these experiences? You're going to play in the 3 major championships, which is incredible. you're playing in these LPGA Tour events, but you seem to be as calm and relaxed as ever.
I mean, I knew it was going to happen eventually. It's definitely surprising that it's happening like at this young of an age. But to have these experiences is super cool, and I'm honestly just really looking forward to what's to come and what's going to happen after those LPGA events, so we'll see.
And is there any one player? We heard Stacey Lewis today at the media day here at the Founders Cup. She's amazing, right? She's going to be captaining the Solheim Cup team, the next one. But is there any player or players on tour that you kind of look up to or have gotten to know that have made an influence on you and your game?
The two girls that I've always enjoyed watching are the Korda sisters. I think we're pretty like similar in how we play. They're just very poised on the golf course. And so I always enjoy watching them. They're good role models.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Anna, and continued success. Keep having fun, right? Keep smiling. As Nancy Lopez said, play happy golf, right? Don't let any of the pressure or the expectations kind of, you know, deter you from just having fun and enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And she's right. Definitely try to relax on the golf course for sure.
Great advice. Anna Davis, thanks for being on Talking Golf. Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.